Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, you know, life is pretty much an easygoing, relaxed experience interrupted by minor annoyances that show up every 20 minutes or so.
Okay. That's a little extreme.
You think so?
Yeah, but I did see where they say that we are annoyed or in a bad mood about 2 hours of every day.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of sad, isn't it?
I don't feel that way.
Not at all. I'll tell you more about that in a little bit.
Okay. Well, one of the annoyances is something we lightly touched on the other day, and that was overhearing conversations that people have on their cell phone.
Yeah.
Public cell phone conversations.
I don't find that to be an annoyance.
You don't?
That's entertainment for me.
Is it?
I like listening in on other people's conversations.
What if they're gross?
That's even better.
Oh, okay. God.
Heidi, you were talking about that briefly the other day. You heard this guy talking about some gross stuff, and you was trying to get away from him. He kept following
you. He's talking about this wound he had and how long he spent in the hospital, how it happened, how it's
oozing.
Yucky.
Thank you.
Festering.
Thank
you. And I'm
festering. That's one of my favorite words to overhear.
Well, researchers have found out the reason why overhearing cell phone calls annoys us, okay?
I'm curious to know. Since it doesn't annoy me, I want to know.
They force us to pay attention and affects the focus that we have on things we're trying to get done or accomplish.
See, I look at that totally different.
Okay.
It allows me to not focus on whatever I was focusing on, and it lets me slack off and enjoy this conversation.
Okay.
I'm shopping, and I want to relax a little bit. I just want to look around, and all I hear is this loud voice talking in my ear.
Can you imagine anyone more annoying than a person who goes around being bugged by other people talking?
On their phones. And I have to try to convince myself, well, it's kind of the same thing as if two people were shopping together and talking over there really loudly.
Well, they say when we hear one half of the conversation, it drains more attention and concentration than when we're overhearing two people talking, because they fill in the blanks for us. But if we hear only one side of the conversation, we're sitting there trying to fill in the blanks.
See, that's what makes it even more fun for me,
because
I fill in the other side with some pretty wild stuff.
I don't even listen that closely. I'm just annoyed by the noise.
Do you yell at kids to get off your lawn, too?
No, I don't have a lawn.
Speaking of kids, I saw a kid on his bicycle with a cell phone the other day.
Okay.
And so he's riding in the neighborhood with just on a cell phone. I'm like, what do you think he's, hey, I'm going to go meet you in the park. I'll meet you at the monkey bars here in 5 minutes.
Are you serious?
It's just funny to see a kid
It's not funny. It's normal. On a bicycle
on a cell phone.
That's normal, dude.
In your neighborhood, it's
normal? Yeah, it's normal everywhere.
Okay. I just didn't. It's kind of funny. See a 9-year-old on a bicycle.
It's technology, Tom. Leave him alone.
I know. It's like he hasn't caught on
yet. When's
the
last time you saw a kid with his helmet on and a cell phone?
Yesterday. We have kids in our neighborhood. They all have phones. They do that.
Well, okay. Hawk was amused by it.
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
That's how kids grow up now. They grow up with a phone. Most kids have a phone sitting in the little carry thing with them.
No, they do not.
Yeah, they
do.
He's
making that up.
I am not.
There he is. You got a cell phone pouch on your bicycle. It's one of the attachments now. You got the bell. You got the tassels. You got the basket.
I've got my kids have a cell phone attachment for their bike.
Do you realize, though, your kids are a lot different than most, because my kids don't have cell phones now.
Yours are the ones that are different. And my kids even have it set up so the harder they pedal, the more it charges their phone.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? It makes them exercise.
Okay.
I thought it was pretty brilliant.
Well, and a lot of times, you hear half the conversation, and you're filling in the blanks for these people that you're overhearing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, you just want to grab the phone. It's like, give me that. Give me that. Hey, what's your name?
Would you please tell him to stop dating her then?
I just want to tell you that Tammy's working day in, day out, trying to make ends meet, and you're over here trying to cause problems. Like, you just get involved, try to help them out. That would be funny. Okay. But anyway, that's why we are annoyed by it. We try to fill in the blanks.
I'm not as annoyed if they're just shopping as it is if they're at the checkout and the cashier is trying to check them out and they're on their phone while they're checking out and causing a delay.
Yes.
And I'm getting upset because I've seen signs at some locations they won't serve you or check you out if you have a phone in your
cell phone.
Right.
I put my phone in my pocket. Even if I'm on the phone, I'm like, hold on. I put my phone in my pocket. I do my business.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty close. Then I'll be like, hold on, and I'll just hold my phone down while I do whatever I'm doing. But I agree with you on that, Kato. Yeah. That is rude. And also, I thought you were going to say this. If you're on your phone at like a movie or a concert, we were at a comedian, stand-up comedian one time, and someone took a phone call behind us, and they're like,
"He was loud."
Yeah, I'm at a concert right now, James Gregory, and and then he makes his way down the aisle to leave. I guess he thought he's being polite, but he's still yelling really loudly on the phone to this person as he leaves.
I'd have tripped him as he walked by myself.
Well, he was behind us. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, if I'd been somebody else.
Chicken. James did. James made fun of him while he's walking out.
Did?
So
I like James.
Yeah, don't do that at comedians' stand-up act because they will make fun of you.
I don't do it anywhere like that because they've got a microphone.
That's
and
true.
You might have your cell phone, but they have a microphone.
You'll always lose.
When I'm at a comedy show, I won't even get up and go pee.
I know, right?
The best conversations that I like that are one-sided is hearing Heidi get out of her workout with her trainer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.